Newmarket Today welcomes your letters to the editor at deborah@newmarkettoday.ca. Please include your daytime phone number and address, for verification of authorship, not publication. Re. Hupe Workers File Strike Notice, Say Talk Broke Down, November 16, 2022. Stephen Lecce has no qualifications for managing the Ministry of Education portfolio. He is 35 years old, unmarried with no children. He lives in Kleinburg, which is definitely not the area where most Ontarians live. His net worth is $3 million. Lecce attended a private boys' high school in Toronto. The yearly tuition there is currently $22,250 for boys from grades 7 to 12. His degree from Western University is in political science. What does he really know about schools, classrooms, children, etc.? How did Lecce even manage to get a portfolio for which he is so unqualified? How did the interview go? I certainly remember any interview I have had. If I presented with Lecce's curriculum vitae and lack of experience, I have no doubt that I would not have received his job. A custodian married to an early childhood educator or educational assistant with two children would struggle to put food on the table, pay mortgages and daycare. During the pandemic, they and every other parent were expected to participate in assisting their children with virtual learning. Many parents didn't even have the necessary technology or rapid dial-up speed to perform this required task. Many families lost one income, since someone had to be home to monitor virtual learning and also because no one had any money for childcare. Now the Ford government and Lecce are asking parents to return to the education hardships of the pandemic by not offering their support staff a substantial increase and a living wage. In my mind, both Premier Doug Ford and Lecce are hoping the parents of school-aged children will get so riled up that they will withdraw their support from the ECEs, EAs and custodians who are so vital to ensure that teachers and principals can do their jobs to the best of their abilities and that Ontario children can benefit from a productive classroom, school environment. There is money out there. Ask big business, the ones to whom the government is famous for giving tax cuts, to fund our school support staff. As a retired teacher, I still remember the demands that big business constantly put on schools and school boards to make students ready for the workforce. Linda Boyle, Newmarket.